AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. The tailor shop instructor at an upstate New York prison is now arrested on charges that she helped two convicted killers escape the facility. State Police Major Charles Guess outlines the charges.
Today we've arrested 51-year-old Joyce Mitchell of Dickinson Center, New York, for her role in providing material support to David Sweat and Richard Matt with their escape from the Clinton Correctional Facility.
Prosecutors say that she provided them with contraband, but it wasn't the power tools that helped them escape. About 800 law enforcement officers are scouring a wooded area near the prison looking for the pair. Police in Waco, Texas are releasing some details about that shootout last month that left 9 bikers dead. Police Chief Brent Stroman says several officers did fire shots.
The 44 are the shell casings that we recovered at the scene. Okay, and that includes 12. Okay, 12 of what we recovered that our officers fired. In addition to those, is we have some revolvers that still have some empty shell casings in them.
He says most of the shots came from the suspects' guns. There's a new data breach involving government workers, this time those with security clearances.
Several officials say hackers linked to China appear to have gotten access to sensitive information submitted by intelligence and military personnel seeking security clearances. It's believed the hackers access forms requiring personal information about things like mental illnesses, bankruptcies, and a list of relatives, potentially setting up foreign relatives of intelligence personnel to coercion. It's the second cyber breach of federal records revealed in a week, and this one could dramatically compound the damage done. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to see.
You might remember singer, actress Monica Lewis, dead today at the age of 93. This is AP Radio News. Two men are charged with plotting with a Boston terrorism suspect who was shot by police to help the Islamic State group. Our Rita Foley has details.
Nicholas Ravinsky was arrested in Warwick, Rhode Island. David Wright, who lives in the Boston area, was arrested last week. Both of the men are charged with conspiring with Usama Rahim to kill U.S. citizens. Rahim was shot dead last week by terror investigators who had him under surveillance after police say he lunged at them with a knife. The criminal complaint says the men initially planned to behead a political activist, but the complaint says Rahim later decided he would attack police instead. I'm Rita Foley.
Farmers and others who hold some of the strongest water rights in California have been ordered to stop pumping from 3 major waterways. The order involves the Sacramento, the San Joaquin, and Delta watersheds. It's all part of the effort to deal with that ongoing drought. Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.